Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are affectionately known as WOOF. My name is Scott Winters, and my pronouns are he and him. It is good to serve this beloved congregation as your lay leader this morning. I want to welcome each of you, whether you are here in person or watching online. You're welcome here, regardless of your age, your abilities, the color of your skin, where you were born. You are welcome, regardless of whom you love or how you identify your gender, if you do. We affirm your spiritual practices, or if you have none. We are so grateful that we can share this time together this morning in this beloved community of conscience and compassion. And I especially want to welcome newcomers and visitors who are here, whether here in person or visiting online virtually. Today, if you feel more comfortable downstairs, where there's more space to move around, you're welcome to watch on screen from there. And if you're watching at home, do consider joining the virtual coffee hour at 11:30 using the Zoom link that is provided in your email with the order of service. This week's announcements are attached to that email as well, so you can learn what's happening at WOOF. Our speaker today is our own Rosie Hamilton. Rosie has been a member of WOOF since 1976, when she moved here from Wyoming. She's been past president, served on the board, volunteer coordinator, and also office manager. At the present time, she serves on the auction committee and the stewardship committee. Rosie's message is entitled Beginnings and Endings. Welcome, Rosie. It's time for our chalice lighting, and I've asked Salima to light our chalice this morning. And as she does, I'd like to read some words to you from Betsy Darr. May the light of this chalice give light and warmth to our community. When we are joyful and when we despair, and may we feel the warmth spread from our circle to wider and wider circles until all know they belong to the circle of life. Let us say our opening affirmation together. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another. Our opening hymn will be For All That Is Our Life.
Our life, we sing our thanks and praise, for all life is a gift which we are called to use to build the common good and make our own days glad. Serve, for services we give, for work and its rewards, for hours of rest and love, we come with praise and thanks. For all that is our life, for sorrow we must bear, for failures, pain, and loss, for each new thing we learn, for fearful hours that pass, we come with praise and thanks. sing our thanks and praise, for all life is a gift which we are called to use to build the common good and make our own days glad.
This reading is adapted excerpt from We Pledge Our Hearts, a Treasury of Poems, Quotations and Readings to Celebrate Love and Marriage by Edward Searle. Always there is a beginning, a new day, a new month, a new season, a new year. Forever the old passes away and newness emerges from the richness that was. Nothing is ever lost in the many changes that time brings. What was in some way will be, though changed in form. Always there is a beginning, a new day, a new month, a new season, a new year.
I invite you now to enter into a few moments of silence for prayer, meditation, or reflection, as may be your tradition. A reading by Rabbi Alvin Fine from Jewish Reform High Holiday Prayer Book, Gates of Repentance. Life is a journey. Birth is a beginning, and death a destination, and life is a journey. From childhood to maturity, and youth to age, from innocence to awareness, and ignorance to knowing, from foolishness to discretion, and then perhaps to wisdom, from weakness to strength, or from strength to weakness, and often back again, from health to sickness, and we pray to health again, from offense to forgiveness, from loneliness to love, from joy to gratitude, from pain to compassion, from grief to understanding, from fear to faith, from defeat to defeat to defeat, until not looking backwards or ahead, we see that victory lies not at some high point along the way, but in having made the journey, step by step, a sacred pilgrimage. Birth is a beginning, and death a destination, and life is a journey.
My thesis this morning is that every beginning has an end, and every end is a beginning. As I was planning my talk, I found a quote by T.S. Eliot. He said, "What we call a beginning is often the end, and to make our end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start." Just when I thought I had the market on a new idea. Well, at least I'm in good company. Life is filled with beginnings and endings. The old expression, first you're born and then you die, obviously misses the point. There are myriad of beginnings and endings in between. It's all in how you look at it. Have you ever done one of those timelines where you put your birth, and then you put your death, and then you fill in along the way all the things that have happened in your life. You start out with a little bit, and then it grows and grows and grows as you add more and more and more until it takes up the whole wall. For example, we could say that we began school in kindergarten or first grade and then graduated 12 years later. Or we could say elementary school, junior high, and high school. Or we could say each grade was a beginning. Or we could say every day was a beginning, or every class. It becomes infinitum. Every day has so many beginnings. I want to read you a quote from the Tao of Pooh. It's a book by Benjamin Hoffman. It attempts to make Taoism understandable through the words and stories of Winnie the Pooh. "When you wake up in the morning, Pooh," said Piglet, "what's the first thing you say to yourself?" "What's for breakfast?" said Pooh. "What do you say, Piglet?" "I say, I wonder what's going to happen exciting today," said Piglet. Pooh nodded thoughtfully and said, "It's the same thing." "What if every day we woke up and said, I wonder what exciting is going to happen today? Or maybe, what's for breakfast?" It's the idea of each day being a fresh beginning. Sarah Chance Woolsey wrote, "Every fresh beginning and every morn is the world made new." If we could look at each day as a chance to learn lessons in life, as new and exciting, little children have it, that sense of excitement that anything can and probably will happen. What if you kept that and each day looked forward with anticipation that something new and exciting was going to happen? My small nagging fear when I looked toward retirement was that I would lose the enthusiasm. I was a personnel director and looked forward to going to work each day. What new challenge? What would I learn? What could I need to respond to? What new insight? I really thought it through. I had a year to prepare. By the time retirement came, I could hardly wait. I had figured out how to keep the excitement and anticipation. I had spent much time looking at the positives and negatives and moving the negatives into positives. Carolyn Bird, author of Born Female, The Two Paycheck Marriage and The Good Years, wrote an article titled Growing Up to Be a Salty Old Woman. She says that ageless, salty old women are made, not born. You are one if you fit with five statements. 1, you've switched careers in midlife. 2, express your opinion even when outnumbered and speak up in public. 3, are always learning something new. 4, wake up every morning wondering what's going to happen and looking forward to it. And 5, always felt that you were different from your contemporaries. Well, since I seem to fit most of the profile, I was training to be a salty old woman. Well, I guess I made it through the training. And I'm now a salty old woman. By the way, there are salty old men, too, I'm sure. Another aspect of beginnings and endings centers on people. Many years ago, when I was a teenager, I saw the movie The River. It was very significant, special for me. We were at a church dinner, and my boyfriend suggested that we go to a movie. And I took my little brother along, who's 5 years younger. The movie was about an English family living in India. The girl and her brother, 5 years younger, were out exploring, and they attracted a cobra. And the little boy was bitten and died. She went out on the river and gained an insight that from every relationship, you grow a little more and you die a little when it ends. Somehow, having my brother, whom I loved very much, with me, implanted that concept deeply in my memory. Over the years, many people have passed through my life, touching me for a time, and I have touched them, then moved on or away. With each, I have grown, gained something, and when they move out of my life, I feel a loss. But what I gained was worth it. Each was an ending. Some kept in touch, but there still was an end. When an end occurs, there is a beginning which follows. When my husband Phil died 5 years after, 5 years ago, after a 60-year marriage, I was on my own for the first time in my life. Of course, I felt the loss of my partner, but I also saw a new life before me. What was I going to do with it? A real beginning. The beginning is moving on from where you were, beginning to learn how to get along without a person or situation in your life. Divorce, death, or the ending of an intimate relationship, or children moving out can be traumatic. It can be mourned forever. But you do begin, whether you want to or not. How have I grown? What have I gained? Where will I go from here? You are, in a way, starting over, but also building on the past. The legacy with which you begin to live without someone is a large one. It takes time to move to a place where you can look at the beginning as a fresh start, but it begins as soon as the other person passes from your life. Whether you recognize it or not, it is beginning to live without someone. When people leave our fellowship, there's a feeling of loss. New people come, but they do not replace those who left. We all grew with the person and felt a loss when they left, but we build with the new people in our lives, a new beginning. I did not want to move to Portland. I had a career, political office, and ambitious friends, a UU fellowship, but I did move. I've only seen a few of my friends since, and that was over 20 years ago. There will always be a place for them, but I have grown in so many ways here. New friends, new fellowship, new career, new opportunities. How we approach beginnings and endings is the key. Do we do it with apprehension, fear, dread, anger? When I found out that we were moving to Portland, I burst into tears. Or do we approach it with joy, expectation, openness, and adventure? By the time we were ready to move, I had moved to that point. In college, I had the opportunity to go on a hike with a group of people that I did not know. I decided to go, then changed my mind, then felt that I was missing something, so decided to go. I had a wonderful time, met new people, saw new things that day. I decided that life is filled with opportunities and new experiences, and decided to go for it, to say yes rather than no. Now, not to everything, but to more than I had been saying yes to before. I was saying yes to life. One of our members at WUF led a canoe trip on the South Fork of the Santa Ana one summer. The excitement of putting our canoe in, shoving off, what a race around each bend. At the end of the trip, 5.5 hours later, tired, glad to see our takeout point, but a feeling of sadness to have it end. But what I carried away was priceless. Hundreds of cedar waxwings, seeing bald eagle in a tree, many herons in trees, small rapids and fast-moving water, and the companionship of our group. I grew a little that day. A wonderful poster I used to have on my wall was a stand of Douglas fir trees, which was captioned, "Today I have grown taller from walking with the trees." Well, I feel that about water. Today I have grown stronger from flowing with the river. We can look at our feelings at each beginning and ending to see how we approach them. Fear, trepidation, anticipation, joy. Beginning of a rapid, fear, anticipation, sense of adventure. At the end, exhilaration, joy, feeling of accomplishment. Beginning first day on a job, uncertainty, excitement, sense of adventure. At the end of the day, exhilaration, happy and tired. Arriving at the UU summer camp at Elliott Institute at CBEC, anticipation, joyful, relaxed, at the end, happy and filled. the anticipation and excitement of a new book, or a hike, or a goof at work, or a tennis match. Emotions surround each of them. Can we change how we feel about a beginning? Can we turn the fear into anticipation or adventure? Can we turn it around? I think sometimes we can. If we think through our feelings, why they are there, look from another angle. If most of our beginnings are preceded by negatives, why not try to change them to positives? In the Taoist philosophy, the negatives come from an interfering and unappreciative mind. If most endings are negative, do the same. Rethink it and note the positives. There usually are some. In the Tao of Pooh, again, Christopher Robin asked Pooh, "What do you like doing best in the world, Pooh?" "Well," said Pooh, "what I like best." And then he had to stop and think, because although eating honey was a very good thing to do, there was a moment just before you began to eat it, which was better than if you were eating it, but he didn't know what it was called. This feeling is more than anticipation. It's awareness. The goal often doesn't mean so much after it is reached. It is when we become happy and realize it only for an instant. By enjoying the process, anticipating, we can stretch the awareness out. Like Christmas for children, that takes a long time. The stuff that dreams are made of, mom's gourmet cookbook, daughter's date book, the centerfold and the burpee seed catalog. Did any of you feel the joy and anticipation each year of looking through that catalog, planning, ordering, planting? Sweet anticipation and awareness. And it really stretched out, kind of like the Woof auction. I sneaked that in. You get the catalog online, look through it, and decide what to bid on. Then you go back and rebid and rebid. That way you win. Something to look forward to. Let's look at endings. Sometimes we don't really end things. We carry them around, tucked away somewhere, and bring them out at appropriate or inappropriate moments. For example, high school ended for all, and after high school, a beginning. Obviously, a clear end and beginning. But let me ask, how many of you thought high school years were great, really enjoyed them, and would like to do it over again? Many of us carry memories that trigger negative emotions related to that time of our lives. I once read a Joyce Maynard column. Something caught my eye about taking a look at our past. She mentioned some feeling about being a tall, gangly, not one of the popular ones. Well, there was a time when I, too, was tall, gangly, not one of the popular ones. I enjoyed high school on the whole. However, there are still some old emotions that I thought were put to rest a long time ago, but they surfaced a few years ago. At a church camp, we did a 1950s reverse dance where women asked the men to dance. People dressed in all sorts of ways that were clever and funny. I went for 15 minutes and left. I remembered wanting to be asked, but being stuck on the sidelines. Reversing it made me aware of how it felt to be looked over by the boys. I think we all carry these kinds of memories. Wouldn't it be good to really have an ending? Say, okay, that phase of my life is over, and I'm moving on. I'll save the positive and lose the negative. I guess it's easier said than done, since so many of us have been in therapy at one time or another. There are many endings that we wish hadn't happened, and there are others that didn't come soon enough. Some we probably wish would occur right now. It's good that we have memories about them, but dwelling on them or allowing them to control our lives prevents us from living today and seeing new opportunities. If after every ending we thought it through, decided what we would like to learn from it, how we can be helped by it for the present and the future. And then start from a beginning free and clear of unwanted baggage. Our journey through life could be more satisfying. Many of us are trapped with memories that put restrictions on what we can do. The "I tried it, but it doesn't work," instead of "it didn't work that time." Ask, have circumstances changed? Have I changed? Remember, Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times trying to perfect the light bulb. He successfully found 10,000 ways that didn't work. Today is the first day of our lives. It's a cliche, but it's true. Is there an end or beginning I could think through, be more aware of, grow from? What are my feelings? Shakti Gawe, author of the book Creative Visualization, likes to think of herself as an artist, and her life is the greatest work of art. I like that idea. Are we creating masterpieces each day? Each beginning is a part of the masterpiece, as is every ending, putting another stroke on our canvas. I leave you with some famous quotes. You may recognize them. Say yes to life. Be there now. Go for it. This is the first day of the rest of your life. It is a fresh beginning. So let's begin. What can we do today? Where should we begin?
Thank you, Rosie. I really needed to hear that today. This is the time in our service when we pause and to reflect on the gifts we have received from this abundant earth and the generous spirit of family and community. To consider what it is that we have been given and what it is that we are grateful for. We are ever grateful for all of the early stewards of this land, beginning with the original peoples, the indigenous tribes, many of whom live among us today and to whom our doors are always open. This is Donate the Basket Sunday. For one Sunday during the months of July, August, and September, we'll be donating our offering to Wild Diversity. The Wolf community is known for its love of the natural world. So many of us find contentment, kinship, and belonging in the outdoors and all the activities that it provides. But this isn't true for everybody. Wild Diversity is a Portland-based nonprofit whose mission is to create personal connections to the outdoors for Black, Indigenous, all people of color, also known as BIPOC, and the lesbian, gay, transgender, queer, two-spirit plus, or LGBTQ2S plus communities through outdoor activities and education. They do so through group adventures, including camping and kayak trips, developing the next outdoor leaders through their adventure guide program, and hosting workshops like swim lessons and fire building, which I could learn to do more of too when I go camping. They create space in the outdoors for historically excluded communities to find a sense of belonging and to feel supported. Reading from their blog, "We believe that wild diversity is the future, that a world in which BIPOC and LGBTQ2S plus folks feel more connected to the outdoors is inherently a better world, one in which people are more aligned with the planet." You can learn more about Wild Diversity at wilddiversity.org. Please consider today the gifts that you have to offer. Those of you who are here in person, You can contribute to a collection basket in the foyer following the service. And if you're watching on a screen today, you'll see instructions for how to donate while Betsy plays our musical interlude. Let's join together in our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others. Our benediction today is a little bit of a rereading from T.S. Eliot. I liked it too. What we call a beginning is often the end. And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. We shall not cease from exploration. And the end of all of our exploring will be to arrive where we started and to know the place for the first time. Today, as we extinguish our chalice, this flame, but not the vision and compassion of our faith, may they stay with you until we meet again.
Carry the flame.